This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
It's Silicon Tally time. Today, my guest, Alex Fitzpatrick. He's deputy tech editor at Time. Alex, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am. Let's do it.
$500 million.
$500 million is the amount of stuff Amazon sold on Prime Day.
$500 million is the cost, the estimated cost of illicit password sharing to streaming video companies like Netflix.
Interesting. But I've seen HBO CEO say that they don't hate that because they want people to share the service and that they think that gets them more customers, right?
Yeah, he don't care.
Yeah, why not?
All right, what do you got for me?
All right, I've got 28,000 units, I guess.
28,000 units.
In a matter of speaking, it's a prime number.
28,000 units. That's how many, like, silicon pencil holders, I don't know, that were sold on Amazon Prime.
You're very, very warm. It's the number of Rubbermaid Tupperware packages that were sold on Prime Day, according to Amazon. It's one of the few items they actually broke out. That's what people were buying, I guess.
And then they dropped the mic.
Right, exactly. Bezos out.
7,750 miles.
Is this the distance traveled by Solar Impulse, the solar-powered plane?
No, this is actually how close the New Horizons – you were close in some ways.
Sure.
Billions of miles away, but you were close. New Horizons, the spacecraft, that's how close it came to Pluto this week after traveling 3 billion miles from Earth to get there. What do you got for me?
I have 8%.
8% of servers are cooled by, like, a tiny mouse with ice cubes in its mouth blowing on the servers?
I'm pretty sure that's, like, 2 or 3%. The mouse technology hasn't gotten that advanced yet.
Okay.
So it's actually the amount Twitter stock spiked on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, because
after this fake Bloomberg story popped up. And it was saying that, you know, there was a $31 billion offer to buy Twitter on the table. And all of a sudden you see this stock just go, you know, spike up.
So it's basically, it's a spoofed website that looks a ton like the Bloomberg website. And that leads to a huge yet temporary spike in the stock price.
Right. It's interesting. I mean, it corrected very quickly as stock prices do. And it's just sort of stunning to see that posting a fake news site and convincing people it's real, not the hardest thing in the world.
Alex Fitzpatrick is deputy tech editor at Time Magazine. Alex, thank you for coming in and playing along.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.